Cal Poly Humboldt announced today that President Tom Jackson Jr. will step away from his leadership position and plans to, quote, transition into an ongoing role at Cal Poly Humboldt, retreating to his tenured professorship working with the College of Professional Studies, end quote. KMA News reached out to Cal Poly Humboldt and President Jackson for comment. However, we have not heard back as of news time. We also reached out to Aaron Donaldson of the California State University Employees Union, who was one of the votes of no confidence for Jackson in April.
I have lectured in the Department of Communication Studies since 2015. I was the lecturer rep and currently the secretary of the California Faculty Association chapter, currently speaking just on my own behalf. I was also the debate coach for about 7 years at Cal Poly Humboldt.
Donaldson says that the news of Jackson Jr.'s resignation as president did not come as a surprise.
I think generally we were all waiting for this news to come. The announcement doesn't mention at all the vote of no confidence that Tom Jackson faced from our union. It does talk about, you know, his leadership during the COVID-19 challenge, but it's completely silent on the historic strike that took place on our campus at the very beginning of the semester. And of course, totally silent on his leadership during the protests at the end, which earned him an overwhelming vote of no confidence. His response was glib and dismissive then. And in this case, there continues to be absolutely no accountability. But we weren't surprised to get this news in any capacity. Folks were kind of generally thinking it was bound to happen sooner or later.
Even before the protest broke out on the Cal Poly Humboldt campus, Tom Jackson faced criticism. In 2022, he apologized to the campus community for his previous comments on Title VI investigations, which drew criticism from advocates and sexual assault survivors. He was also criticized for being generally absent from the campus, leading to a popular hashtag among students.
Yeah, the hashtag, where is Tom Jackson? There's even like Bigfoot motif stuff out there talking about how difficult it is to find Tom Jackson. It's really frustrating when someone has a housing benefit, when they have a vehicle, when they make as much money as Tom Jackson does. He got like a $40,000 bonus. That's just his bonus last year. And that could cover at least half of a lecturer's salary all by itself. When someone that is compensated that much, that is supposed to be the forward-facing connector between the community and the university, when that person is absent, there's an immediate reaction. And I really want to applaud our student journalists at the Lumberjack, at KRFH. They were picking this up and carrying this forward pretty consistently. Again, the union has been reaching out again and again, trying to get in touch with this man and have had absolutely no success. The email that he put out mentions a lot of groups that he worked with, and I would note that almost all of those groups are off-campus groups, and that's okay. I expect him to do off-campus networking, but there was really only one student group, and it was like the Student Athletes Center or something like that. There was very little collaboration with any on-campus groups, and I think that's kind of indicative of the fact that, at least so far as most of the people that I know, Students for Quality Education, there's a lot of groups that work with us in the union, we're all just very curious as to how someone who's supposed to be so present on the university has been so absent throughout most of the time. And not just during the protest, again, a huge strike. It was a major strike. There's so much has happened since then, it's easy to forget, but it was a historic, like one of the biggest educator strikes in the country. And I didn't see him once on the picket line.
Following the campus protests, calls for Jackson to step down became a mainstream opinion.
Their decisions to criminalize our students, to bring an overwhelming police presence to our campus, and to securitize our campus in the face of free speech activity betrays our job as educators, our mission as a university. He responded to that by saying in the one interview that we could find, it was behind a paywall, unfortunately, but in that interview, he said that the teachers have better things that they should be doing with their time, like teaching. And that just felt incredibly glib, not only because it was very difficult for me to teach when I was locked out of my office, but also just very dismissive of the urgency and of the scale of the alarm that was being communicated at that time. So he was very dismissive to that.
Today's press release, issued by the campus media team, announced that Jackson would be stepping down and highlighted his accomplishments, stating that his, quote, visionary leadership resulted in one of the most significant transformative efforts in the institution's history, close quote. However, it failed to mention that his tenure was riddled with controversies and calls for resignation.
It's very possible that Tom Jackson was considering stepping down for several years, but in both instances, I would say it is impossible to divorce these developments from the voices of the people that are responding, saying that this is not okay, that we do not feel like leadership is listening to the faculty or the students on this campus, that they're frequently making choices that are very counterproductive, that are harming our ability to just conduct basic learning activities on campus. Tom Jackson was reached out to by the union every single year, multiple union presidents, lecturer representatives, the faculty rights chair. We all took our try reaching out and asking if he wanted to sit down and talk to us. He was very unavailable. He had no interest in talking to us at any point during his tenure on campus. And so really, from the very beginning, the question was, how long is he going to stay? The fact that he is not leaving campus is also, I think, somewhat telling. He's not leaving for a better job or anything like that. He's exercising his rights of retreat back into the university.
As for Jackson's right to retreat and how that would play out on campus, Donaldson says,
very generally, as I understand it, the right to retreat is for administrators who move from a different position, typically teaching or instructing or something like that, up into administration. And if that doesn't work out, they have the right to go back into whatever job it was that they were doing before. It will be very interesting to look at where I don't know where Tom Jackson will end up. I hope it does not have consequences for lecturers. As a longtime lecturer rep and a lecturer myself, I know that often the right of retreat means a lecturer who may have been teaching for a very long time loses their job. And that's deeply tragic for those people. But the union will say that we welcome Tom Jackson as a union member. We hope he's willing to pay his dues, and in any capacity, we will represent him. And he is always welcome at the meetings and gatherings that we have every single month. It'd be great to see him.
In closing, we asked if the teachers' union is hopeful that this move will lead to positive change on the Cal Poly Humboldt campus.
Yeah, I call myself a lousy optimist. As a communication instructor, I am deeply committed to the belief that putting a positive framing on life is an ethical imperative. But it's very hard to do that when we know what we know about the ways that things develop. My hope is that when Tom Jackson is replaced, the hiring committee includes union representation. We are already finding out who we have to reach out to make sure that we are not ignored any longer in this process. And if that alone is accomplished, I'm going to consider that a huge step forward. I think generally speaking, the overall feeling is one of relief that Tom Jackson will not be the president anymore. And that is something good. That's good news for us. And there has not been much of that on campus. So I don't know that I'm super optimistic going forward, but it is possible that things get better. Hopefully they understand that the union should be collaborated with instead of just dealt with after the fact. And we can see that in a meaningful way going forward.
Again, KMET News reached out to Cal Poly Humboldt and President Jackson. However, we have not heard back as of news time. KMET News will continue to share updates on this unfolding story. This has been Lauren Schmidt reporting for KMUD.